An important merger announcement on Friday involving the Habitat for Humanity organizations in Pinellas and Pasco County in Florida. Here is Habitat Pinellas President and CEO Mike Sutton speaking at Friday's press conference.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for coming out this morning. My name is Mike Sutton. I have the privilege and honor of serving as the CEO for Habitat for Humanity here in Pinellas County. And on behalf of our organization, thank you for coming this morning. We have a very important announcement that we'd like to share with everyone. But before we get started, for the sake of not missing anyone, I do want to recognize our elected officials that are with us. I know I've seen a couple county commissioners, a couple mayors. But if you're an elected official, please raise your hand so we can recognize you all for the work that you do. So I'd like to introduce the folks that I'm sitting here with. So to my immediate left is Jason Clement. He's the board chairman for Habitat for Humanity here in Pinellas County. Chris Chambers is the board chair for West Pasco Habitat for Humanity. And my good friend Cobus Applegrin is the CEO for West Pasco Habitat for Humanity. And to the left of Cobus is Carter the Dolphin.
Well, let's get right to it. We're here today to make a very important announcement, which will be a watershed moment for affordable housing on this side of Tampa Bay. Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas County and West Pasco Habitat for Humanity will be merging and consolidating our organizations over the next few weeks. The new name will be very simple, as will be known as Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas and West Pasco Counties. Feel free to clap. Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas County was founded in 1985 and has constructed 515 homes over the years. We've also been able to serve an additional 100 families through our home repair program, and we are thrilled to join with West Pasco Habitat to accelerate the vision of serving as many families as possible within our region.
So our board and staff have been working behind the scenes over the past 12 months to lead us to today. Very exciting day. West Pasco Habitat for Humanity was founded in 1993 and has constructed 32 homes over the years. We've also been able to serve more than 50 additional families through our home repair program.
The need for affordable housing has never been greater than today, especially in the economic and political climate that we're in and the rising prices of homes. Now this collaboration between two Habitat organizations will allow us to serve more families in our region because it will also help us to consolidate our back office operations and expand our restore retail operations, and most importantly, we'll be able to build more homes in a larger service area. The focus of both Habitat organizations over the last 12 months have been a single goal. How can we serve more families in Pinellas and Pasco counties?
The most exciting part for me is the fact that through this entire process, the staff integration has been so smooth. We're very excited to share that with the integration of both organizations, there will be no layoffs and there will be no job cuts. Actually, we're hiring for a number of positions as we actually consolidate the two organizations.
I just want to take a moment to acknowledge both boards, the consolidated board now. If you're a board member for the new affiliate here, could you please raise your hand? Congratulations. The board's visionary leadership has allowed for today to happen, and it's an extraordinary accomplishment for each of them. I also want to acknowledge the staffs of both West Pasco and Pinellas counties. You know the quote that you can accomplish a lot if you don't care who gets the credit. That's very much been the case of both organizations, and we're standing here today, we're sitting here today, as a result of the staffs and the board here. So thank you again. Let's acknowledge both the staff and the board. In order to optimize service with appropriate geographic presence, Habitat's main office will be located here in Clearwater, with northern offices in Newport Richey and a southern office in South St. Petersburg. Our collective board of directors has been collaborating well on the merger plan. As we integrate the boards, we expect to get the working number of board members to somewhere between 20 and 25 over time. Mike Sutton will serve as the president and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas and West Pasco counties. And I want to take a moment here. This would not have happened without his perseverance, his leadership, through some adversity as well. But Mike, we're sitting here today in large part thanks to your leadership. So thank you very much. We're excited to have you here.
We also wanted to give a special thanks to Mr. Cobus Abgrine for his service to Habitat for Humanity at West Pasco. One of the reasons these conversations began was ultimately that Cobus was going to be stepping out. He's going to be relocating to North Carolina. He and his wife are in that process currently, but we know that he will remain close to the organization and provide great guidance to Mike and the staff of this merged organization. So thank you, Cobus.
Thank you, Cobus.
And as Jason has mentioned, he and I will serve as co-chairs for the board of directors until our new fiscal year, where a new board chair will be elected on July 1st.
So we want to thank all of our homeowners, homeowner candidates, volunteers, donors, supporters, and staff for their continued support for Habitat of Humanity. We thank all of you for being with us today for this important announcement that will help pave the future for maximizing service with affordable families through Habitat for Humanity in Tampa Bay.
Coverage of Friday's press conference announcing the merger of Habitat for Humanity organizations in Pinellas and Pasco counties in Florida.